Hello, Nigel Ogden here. It's good to be back with you once again with another selection of archive recordings, although on this occasion from the more recent past, and I hope you won't mind if I provide the music on this occasion. You're still unlikely to have heard any of the items previously, unless you happened to have been at the particular concert, or even more unlikely, the recording session concerned, so I very much hope the forthcoming selection will be of interest. Well, with St. George's Day coming up in a couple of weeks' time, let's start with something appropriate in the form of the March of St. George from the incidental music composed by Roger Quilter in 1911 for the children's Christmas musical play called Where the Rainbow Ends. What's more, it was recorded in St. George's Hall in Liverpool, where I gave a concert in 1994 on that fabulous original Father Willis organ. The March of St. George, as played by me on the St. George's Hall, Willis, in Liverpool. Well, a march of a different style now, and one of my own personal favourites from the pen of Eric Coates. In July 2002, I had the privilege of sharing a concert with Birmingham City organist Thomas Trotter at the Symphony Hall, playing the superb instrument there built by Johannes Kleiss. And this is one of my solo pieces, Music Everywhere. Music Everywhere at Birmingham's Symphony Hall. Now, during the concert, Thomas Trotter and I joined forces for two or three duets, one of which was the famous Jamaican rumba by Arthur Benjamin. Thomas Trotter and yours truly playing the Jamaican rumba on the organ of Birmingham's Symphony Hall. Well, there are a couple of tracks on the programme from CDs which I've recorded over the years, so some of you may already have this. Nevertheless, I've included it simply because it features the instrument I've probably played more than any other, the ex-Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer, now in Stockport Town Hall, which I first met up with in 1968. It's also a good demonstration of the effectiveness of the original Wurlitzer upright piano in this short excerpt from Rachmaninoff's wonderful Second Piano Concerto, which was famously used as the background music for the 1945 film classic Brief Encounter.
Thank you.
Some very familiar music by Rachmaninoff, played by me on the Stockport Town Hall Wurlitzer, with the upright piano attachment doing a bit of overtime. Now, over the years, I've enjoyed several professional visits to Northern Ireland to play concerts on the ex-Tonic Cinema Bangor Compton when it was in the Grantcher Boys High School, and also at the Ulster Hall in Belfast, playing the superb William Hill organ, built in 1861. Well, these visits sometimes included broadcasts and recording sessions for Radio Ulster, and here's an extract from one of those. It's the Elephant's Tango, played at the Ulster Hall. The Hill organ of Belfast's Ulster Hall providing some very suitable sounds for the Elephant's Tango. Now, the next two tracks come from the other CD I mentioned, but I'm not sure a huge number of copies ended up in the UK. It's actually a double album featuring what used to be known as the Avro Studio organ installed in the Radio Hilversum studios in the Netherlands. The organ was started by the firm of Standaard, but because of the company's bankruptcy in 1935, the work was completed by the British John Compton Organ Company. In honour of the man who was associated with this instrument for several decades, it's now known as the Pierre Palla Concert Organ, and it lives in the Hilversum Radio Music Centre. However, not long before the Avro Studios closed and the organ had to be moved, a double CD was produced with several British and Dutch organists providing the music for Disc 1, and I was asked to record just about all the music for Disc 2. Now, because of my existing diary commitments and the availability of the Avro Studios, I had to make the recording in one day. I remember making an early start from home, parking my car at Manchester Airport, flying to Amsterdam, being whisked at high speed by an Avro driver to the studios in Hilversum, setting the organ up for half an hour or so, and then launching into it. A few hours later, it was all done and we reversed the procedure. I was taken back to Schiphol Airport for my flight back to Manchester and my journey home. All in all, a very busy, but I recall, very enjoyable day. It helped having played the organ several times previously for broadcasts on Radio Hilversum, so it wasn't totally unfamiliar. Well, here are a couple of tracks from my part of the CD package. First of all, those two old favourite novelty numbers, The Wedding of the Painted Doll and The Parade of the Tin Soldiers, followed by the old Maori farewell song, Now is the Hour.
Thank you.
Some of the music I recorded in 1999 on the Avro studio organ in Hilversum. Well, one more to round things off for this time. In the year 2000, I had a wonderful time playing a concert at the Church of Notre Dame de France in London's Leicester Square. The organ was originally built in 1868 by a former employee of Cavaille Coll, Auguste Guerne, and although it had one or two rebuilds over the years, it's still very French in character, thanks to the work of the Shepherd Brothers of Edgware. Well, it really does produce a fabulous sound in a wonderful acoustic, and my finale on that occasion was my version of Hot Dog. Hot Dog from me to you via the Notre Dame de France organ in Leicester Square. And that's it for this time. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Damon will be back with you next week, so do join him then if you can. And I'll look forward to being back with you on May the 13th. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk. or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.